was not the least bit mysterious. It wasn't just one teacher or one principal who believed schools had minimal impact on children and therefore were held harmless if students failed to learn. Hundreds of teachers and administrators appeared to have held the same belief. Students in Washington, D.C., they thought, had terrible outcomes because so many came from poor African-American families. In their minds, family formation, race, and poverty added up to destiny. That view had nothing to do with black-white racism. Nearly all the teachers, principals, and top administrators were African-American. You could have posted that sign in the central office at District of Columbia Public Schools, DCPS, even outside the superintendent's office, and not caused a stir. Even the previous superintendent publicly suggested that was true. In D.C., that's just the way it was, or so they believed. On a historical level, they were right to believe in the message that families, not schools, were to blame when children failed academically. Judged as a broad data swath, birth's lottery, your zip code, family income, and parental education does predict destiny with dismaying accuracy. On a comparative level, however, that destiny differs greatly. As the research for this book will demonstrate, other